Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 443, top of the day to you, Alison.
Hi.
6 months since?
Yes, I think the last one was Christmas.
It's insane. So, yes. Yeah. Top of the day to you, Gary.
Yeah, thanks. Good for thanks for asking.
Less than 6 months? I think there's
one. We did one in January. Don't
yeah.
I like
so it's either. Been a while.
It's been a while.
For both. Okay. Well, I apologize profusely. And thank you for being here.
Well, that's all right. We asked to come. We had to wedge our way in.
Yeah, that's how it works. Otherwise, I would just be here by myself, just probably watching stuff. And by stuff, I mean 30 Rock.
Which is now Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah. Have you?
Yes, I've yeah. been diving into my favourite episode. Well, I only watch one. It's the one with Peter Rubens. No, Pee Wee Herman in it.
Oh, yeah.
He Paul, plays that. Paul Rubens. Yeah. He yeah. plays an inbred
yes.
Austro-Hungarian
so
prince.
Funny.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yes, I know that. Okay, you may fare well in the quiz later.
Oh.
It's a random quiz. You don't get six, you get 10 questions. Hope you're okay with that. Well, there are two of you, you know.
Special.
And we'll definitely keep count. But as the weather gets cooler, you want to start watching comfort stuff. Mm. And then when the weather gets warmer and you're like, ooh, summer holidays are coming up, you watch comfort stuff as well. So there's two brief moments in the year where it's all about comfort stuff. So we'll be talking about it later. I don't know. Only time will tell. Gary.
Yes.
You've been on a massive trip.
I have been away, yes.
You've been away for about 5 years-ish.
Give or take a couple more years,
Yeah. 2 months.
2 months, yes.
2 months is a lot. Like when you...
It's great.
When you... We're a backpacker. 2 months is too short, right? 2 months is not enough. You have to do 6 months minimum to maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
2 months as a proper adult, because I mean, that's incredible.
Yes. 2 months is enough that you get sick of the clothes you're wearing.
Mm. Did you buy any?
Dale came over halfway through and we did stuff together and I asked him to bring some special clothes.
Some fresh clothes.
Some fresh clothes as well. I'm just sick of seeing the same photos and with me in the same outfit.
Now, listen, I don't know about you, but when he says special clothes, I'm thinking of like some sort of costume.
Those fairy wings have to stay at home, Gary, really.
Just T-shirts, I'm afraid.
A jaunty cap. Okay, so you topped up your T-shirts.
Topped up the T-shirts, yes.
There was a heat wave in the UK when you were there.
Oh, hottest May day in 100,000 years.
How hot?
Oh, it was about 26 where
okay.
we were.
Right, okay.
And then we're like, yeah, okay, it's hot. And they're like, oh, my God, we can't move. Really? Really?
Do they – not many places have air conditioning. I mean, cold
It was, near the end of our trip and it was the first day that I wore T-shirt and shorts.
Wow, okay.
No, they don't do air conditioning very well over there because they're not – like, why would they have
it? Yeah, why would they? What a waste of money just to have it every couple of years, one day. Mm-hmm. But the cars would have air conditioning, right?
I do. I think it's one of the few refuges for people on a scorcher like that one.
Just go and have a little bit of fun, just get in the car, treat yourself, you know?
I did. That was the one and only time that I went for a swim because my whole trip was mid-spring.
Yeah.
And in the Northern Hemisphere, that's not swimming weather, whereas here in mid-spring we would have been still down the beach for a month or so. And the only time I went swimming was that scorch of a day.
Did you go to a public pool? What did you do?
I went in the local river.
Of course you did. Yeah. Mr. Darcy style.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
work.
That's exactly right. Can I say I got onto the internet later to see what the temperature of that river was and it said 12 degrees.
Okay.
Positive. But that's prior to me going in, I was watching people regularly go and get in the water. And I thought, oh, well, you know, it's a common thing. They all no, that's the temperature they used to. I'm like,
wow.
It's quite fresh. I stayed in 5 minutes, which I thought was a substantial amount of time.
Refreshing?
Very refreshing.
I bet. Yeah. Mm. Well, good on you.
Thank you.
For that.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll hear about all of the things that you did on the plane in terms of watching.
Yes.
Have you been watching anything?
I have.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I should talk about things I've been watching then. Steph's been asking me to talk about one particular thing, so yes, we might as well get in straight into the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Can I talk about it first? Is that okay?
You go
first. I've just got this one, right?
We used to Steph going first, and now she's not here.
That's right.
This is your moment to shine.
Take it in turns, you know? So this is a series that she's already watched. So I didn't really feel like I needed to talk about it.
Has she spoken off it already?
Yes. And there are two seasons of it. So I thought, well, this is a lot, you know, to get through two whole seasons of a show just to then talk about it. So I'm about halfway through season two, and I think maybe now I have authority to talk about it. And it is The Pitt.
Oh, yes.
Have you watched it?
No, I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah,
though.
So each episode is a different hour in a day shift in an emergency department.
Oh, I have heard of it.
In a US hospital. And it's got Noah Wiley, who was in ER, and he sanitizes his hands a lot. I don't know if that's his character's thing, but you see it happen a lot.
So it's like 24 in structure, right?
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes you forget about that and you go, whatever happened to that person, who the patient with the, you know, the stomach problem? We never heard of them again. No, you do. You see them in three episodes' time, which is only 3 hours
later. Hours,
and you go, okay, doing the rounds again, actually that weird. Yeah. It's really good. It's got an Aussie in it, an Aussie that I accidentally stared uncomfortably at work recently, because I'd only just seen a couple of episodes of The Pitt, right? And then she was at work and I thought, is she must be a casual with those people that she's with, because I've seen her but I can't remember her name. And then later I went, oh, I've never met her before. She's an actress.
Love it.
Yeah. She must have been like, why is she staring like that? Has that ever happened to you with a famous person?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I know you. But can't remember who you are. Do we go to school together?
I've got a couple of friends who are, I'll say, semi-famous. Yep. And they say the amount of people that look at them, like they're someone from school or someone.
Yeah.
They must be my kid's friend's parents from somewhere. Like, they're just, people think they know them, but they can't work out. So they just get general nods of, hi, how are you going? Haven't seen you in a while.
Polite conversation.
And they generally just, they find it easy to just go, yeah, haven't seen you in a while either. I'll catch you. We'll chat when we catch up next.
Okay, great. Yeah. So funny. But The Pitt, I would recommend it. It's good. The episodes are probably about an hour long each, okay, so it's not like a short one. But I think if it was shorter, you'd be like, oh, this doesn't seem long enough for what's happening. So The Pitt, that is my recommendation. Gary, you've been on an aeroplane. Please tell me what you watched.
I watched some I went back in time and watched some old stuff, rewatched.
It was that time of the year.
Well, firstly, when I went over, I thought I'm going to watch something really old that I haven't watched before, but it's a classic. Everyone's watched it.
That's good.
I'm going to watch. So I watched Roman Holiday.
Oh, I love that movie. I've seen that a few times.
I had never seen it before. I'm going to watch a bit of Audrey Hepburn.
That's a good pick.
What a good movie. What a light, easy, beautiful to watch. Like Rome. Now, I didn't go to Rome on this trip, but I went to Italy. But, wow. It was really good. I mean, I don't need to give the story because I'm assuming that most of our
find charming about it? I mean, obviously it was made in the 50s and it's a long time since
it's
then.
It's got a sweetness to it.
Mm.
I mean, it's a simpler time, and so movies are cornier; they're more basic.
Yeah,
but it was just fun to watch. I mean, it's fun to watch films filmed in beautiful locations, but it was just simple and easy and sweet, and almost nostalgic. I mean, I'm not that old. I wasn't around then. But it was just nostalgic for a time. And also watching a place that we know, even though I didn't go to Italy on this trip, I didn't go to Rome on this trip. I've been to Rome before. And just seeing Rome in the olden days, it's interesting to see. One's not crowded like it is now, but just how different things were and just acknowledging how things change. But also, you know, in terms of the story, it's just a sweet story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a sad story about Roman Holiday.
Oh, no.
So I was in Europe mm-hmm. backpacking and I thought, I know it's going to be.
You were royalty, were you?
Yeah.
And you still, had a day away.
You were a princess and you just escaped.
Yeah. I know, exactly. No. It was a big deal from the hostel staying in.
That's right.
And I thought, this is going to be annoying, but I'll get to a post office eventually. And I got a Roman Holiday poster of them on the, is it the Spanish Steps?
Yeah, the Spanish Steps.
Yeah, and I thought, do you think that I could find any post office that sold the actual
cylinders
and stuff?
Oh, no.
I took that around with me everywhere until I left it in a hostel room.
On purpose?
No.
Because it would have been so rubbish by then.
I took it all the way to France and then I went, oh, it's so close. But yeah. So somebody.
Now, how's that poster? It's hanging up in their wall and that's yours.
I know. I'm so angry. Because as a backpacker, however much money, how much were posters? Maybe $20, something like that?
Oh, they were.
So expensive.
So expensive.
Gosh. Yeah, so whenever I think about Roman Holiday, I now always think about that as well.
The other movie I watched when I came back was, as part of my trip, I did a hike across Hadrian's Wall. And that's where we would know the sycamore tree that's been cut down recently. And that was in famously in Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, Princess Thieves. So I watched that on the way back.
Everything. Did you have that song stuck in your head the whole time? Can I ask, are we outraged about the sycamore tree being cut down or did it have to be? Should I be outraged?
Oh, yeah, you should be outraged.
Why did they do that?
Oh, because they're fools. They're fools. Anyway, the movie.
That's a long movie, isn't it? Oh. My memory of that is
I loved that when I was a teenager. I rewatched it. It's terrible.
I was in the video store surprised. When that came out and I watched it once and went, oh, that's enough of that. Because that was at the time when Kevin Costner was in everything, including the 6 hours director cut of Dances with Wolves.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's – well, I've never seen that.
Well, is it better or worse than the 6 hour director's cut of Waterworld?
I rewatched that recently. It's still not that great.
The director's cut?
I'm doing that to myself. Come on.
Anyway, I remembered how much I enjoyed Alan Rickman. How can you not?
Yeah, how can you not?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that Christian Slater was in it.
Yes.
Who's he? Like a young
whippersnapper? John Little?
No, he wasn't Little John. He turns
out he's Will someone, isn't he?
Will Scarlet?
Yes, Will Scarlet.
Scarlet.
I won't spoil it.
Okay.
But he turns out to be.
There's terrible British accents in that film.
Oh, terrible. But.
At least
it's Christian
trying.
Slater and Kevin Costner don't try for a British accent.
So you couldn't do that now, could you?
No, you couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then King Richard he comes in the very last scene is Sean Connery. Again, not bothering to put on an English accent, but he didn't put one on in Hunt for the Red October when he was a Russian general or admiral. He talks in his heavy Scottish accent.
Only Connery could get away with that.
I remember... When was it? The early 2000s, maybe, when Angelina Jolie was Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider movies. Oh. And we were like, she's doing the accent. This is incredible. She's from America, you know.
I know.
And now, if you're like, what's Matt Damon doing? Why is he not putting on an accent? We're not watching this. No. Banned.
No time. No
you
time.
You know what? I never thought an American could nail an Australian accent, but I was proven wrong. Have you seen Apple Cider Vinegar with Caitlin Dever?
No.
The most flawless Australian accent I've ever heard an American actor do. I think she should win an award purely for that because.
Could we give her a, not an aria, what's it called? We'll give her a Logie.
Did you see?
Can't we give her a Logie?
What higher honour. What higher honour.
Did you see The Dressmaker?
Yes.
Kate,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Her accent was fantastic.
It was.
But I reckon the English, if there's going to be, maybe the New Zealanders could do a good one as well, but the English are
English
all right.
Accents are borderline. You have to listen and go,
is this a posh Australian person?
Yeah, and they're just educated. Yeah, did they get a private school? yes. So yes, Kevin Costner, Dances with Wolves, still as it was.
So Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Not Men in Tights.
No, not Men in Tights.
The Mel Brooks one.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince of Thieves. Oh, and I do like Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, who was Maid Marian. She was good in that too.
She is good in that.
In fact, everyone
she had curly
else
curly hair,
than,
yeah?
Very curly. Like, yeah. She was in The Abyss. She was in
yes,
a few things.
I remember her.
She had a window and that was her moment to shine.
Good on her.
Good on
her. Didn't Kevin Costner put out another epic movie only recently, like the last year or two, and everyone was like, no.
Isn't he still doing?
He's doing TV, right? Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. It's a national park. Yeah, Yellowstone.
Yeah, see, that can be long because you can have a whole season. But a really long movie by Kevin Costner, it's not rare.
Oh, no. Like JFK went for too long as well.
I didn't watch that either.
Well, he was in it. It was an Oliver Stone film.
I didn't mind. And
that would have been long anyway.
I didn't mind the one he did with Clint Eastwood. The name just escapes me. But that's because it was Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Clint Eastwood just stole the show and Kevin Costner was just sort of hanging around.
I'm thinking I may have only ever seen that one Kevin Costner thing. I think I've only ever seen him being Robin Hood. I don't think I've seen another Kevin. No, Waterworld. I've seen Waterworld. I think
You've not seen Dances with Wolves?
No. Oh, right. I heard it was long.
It is long,
so
but it is a good film.
It was good at the beginning.
Okay. Every time I turned around for that 6-hour shift, it was still going. Those bison was still walking across the back.
It doesn't feel like a long film.
Okay. So even now?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it stands up. It's an excellent film.
All right. Put it on my list of long films to watch. Alison, what have you been watching?
Okay, so I was in Melbourne recently and I had a night free and I've gotten to the age where I'm not afraid to go and do stuff by myself. So I went to the cinema.
Nice.
Look, I don't go to the cinema very often. I would say now I probably go once every 5 years maybe in the age of streaming. So it was a big deal. But I went to, where was I? It was some local cinema somewhere, a Palace Cinemas or something. Mm-hmm. But I saw a film called I Swear.
By the sun.
I swear.
Now, you may have heard about it. So there was an incident at the BAFTAs where Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan were up and someone yelled the N-word at them. That was the subject of this film. His name's John Davidson, I believe, but he's a Scottish man who has quite severe Tourette's.
It's Tourette's, yeah.
Oh, really?
Now, I Swear is about his story.
Wow.
In an age where, well, he grew up with Tourette's in, I think, in the 80s when he was in high school, when no one knew about Tourette's then. So if you think about that, I'll be honest, when I think of Tourette's, I go, I think it's a hilarious disease. And to be fair, it can be.
And that's
there
how
is
it's
a
portrayed.
Lot, yep. There is a lot of humor in this film. But fundamentally, it's a heartbreaking disease. Not a disease. I won't say it's a disease, it's a disorder, right?
Yeah.
So he involuntarily yells. He spits at people.
Oh, really?
He shouts explicit words. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of swearing in this film. But the tics and, you know, he does strange things like when he walks past a lamppost that's slightly tilted, he has to kiss it. Other things like when he's pouring a cup of tea, he has to run his finger under the boiling water at least four times. But it's a disability. I mean.
It sounds exhausting.
It is.
For him.
So he'll shout, slut, at a woman walking past and he can't help it.
Doesn't
he
mean
He can't
it.
Help it. Mm. So it's actually really heartbreaking. You watch this young lad in Scotland growing up and he's spitting at his principal and he gets beaten for it. He shouts at people and he gets, you know, beaten up at school. He's virtually unemployable. But it's about essentially when he meets a friend's mother who used to be a mental health nurse and she's the first one who sort of sees him as a person and sees that he has a syndrome that he can't do anything about and they work to understand it. Now, he spent his life raising awareness of Tourette's because there's no cure for it. There's no real treatment for it. The only thing he can change is people's awareness about it and how to deal with people with Tourette's and it's his story. But I would say this movie was the first movie I've seen in a very, very long time where I thought, this is what going to the cinema should be, where it wasn't a big blockbuster, it wasn't Star Wars, it wasn't Marvel, it was just good storytelling
That makes, and you've been thinking about it since, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It, I would say it's probably one of my top three films.
Wow.
And I haven't had a film like that since I was a teenager. But it was everything you want a film to be. You feel it on a gut level. You laugh, you cry. Like in the cinema, I would jump every time he'd have a tick or something. But you feel it on a sort of visceral, emotional level. And I don't know, it was just, I haven't been moved by a film like this for
Did
a
you
very long
know
time.
About it before you went?
No.
Or did you just show up and you're like, okay, this is the next one that's happening?
Well, it was recommended to me by a friend.
Yeah, right.
But I'd heard vaguely about the BAFTAs incident and that sort of piqued my interest.
Yep.
But I honestly didn't know what to expect. Mm. But the cast, I would say the only person I really knew was Peter Mullen.
Mm.
But the lead actor, Robert Aramayo, was just incredible. I think you might know him from Game of Thrones. He played a young Ned Stark.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the Lord of the Rings TV series and that sort of thing, but he's an English actor, actually. He's not even Scottish. But his performance was just incredible.
I swear.
Yes, 100%. 5 out of 5 stars. Like, honestly, it was.
Man, that's a big deal.
It reignited my faith in filmmaking, I have to say. But it's by the director. He wrote and directed it. It's by the director of Waking Ned Divine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that film.
Oh, yeah.
But he wrote and directed it. And it's just really like there's no fancy special effects, none at all. It's just good acting, a good script, and a wonderful story. So
now you're going to have to keep your eye out for other movies that you can go to the cinema to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Outings. Yeah. I remember this is years ago. Steph and I, for some reason, we would have every Friday off together from uni or whatever it was. I can't remember how we both had that off. We would often go to the movies and whatever was on we would watch.
Yes.
So we'd just show up.
Me too.
And we'd just watch it.
Mm.
And you get out of the habit because obviously then your work or whatever. Mm. But maybe those are the kind of films that we're missing out on.
I think so. Yeah. It never occurred to me to go and see, you know, to a Palace Cinema or a Dendy or what have you and just go by myself and because usually at those cinemas, you know, you see a lot of, you know, foreign films, French.
Yeah. You think of it as that.
Yeah. To be honest, it's not really something I'm interested in. But
also you were in another city and you didn't have your domestic duties.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you had free
home,
time.
You've got your kid, you've got your family, you've got to cook, got to shop, got to do cleaning. So when you're away, all that's alleviated.
But I think, I don't know, you know, during the Marvel era, I mean, for someone like me, like I'm 45, superhero films don't interest me. big special effects. Look, I'm not an 18-year-old, right? So I just really kind of resent the fact that this has been that kind of filmmaking should be in a greater union. It should be in a Hoyts.
Mm.
It should have a wide release because it's a good film.
Mm.
There's a lot of swearing in it. You couldn't see it with, you know, your 12-year-old or what have you.
Yeah.
But I talk about this film and no one knows what I'm talking about. I think that's just really sad. I mean, it's up there with, I would say, Forrest Gump or something. Mm. You know, those kinds of films. In terms of feel good, just really good, a film you'll remember.
Yeah.
But no one's heard about it. And it's not on Netflix or what have you, but it deserves a big screen run. It really does. But those kinds of films just few and far between and they're just not being funded by Hollywood or the studios anymore either.
It was funny. I was talking about Marvel movies and the fight scenes and people were like, oh, that was so good. But they were the bits that if I was watching it at home, I'd get on my phone that I just threw down. But I would get on my phone because I was like, I'm really into them.
No.
I know. And they go on for too long.
Not interested in car chases. I'm not interested in gunfights.
No, I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie because I don't have to.
I don't think that we three are the target demographic.
No. Definitely. And they'll be okay that we're not.
And let me be clear. I mean, there is a space for it. I just think there's too much space that's been made for that kind of filmmaking at the cost of really good kind of independent films that should have a wider release than they do and more people should know about, not them.
Yep. Well, you're putting in the good fight now. One film at a time.
Yes,
one film. We'll get there. One film at a time.
Maybe we should start going to see movies again. We used to do that.
We should.
We did.
Yeah.
We used to go together and see them.
Do you remember Russian Ark?
That was the prime example of the benefit of editing.
Okay, look. To be honest, I wouldn't hold that as a standard for
No, but we all came out going, that's why editing exists.
That was, I mean, we
maybe films shouldn't be filmed in one take.
We saw that together.
We were. I was like, all right, inhale, let's go, sleeves okay, up.
Head down, head down. We're gonna force our way through this.
That's exactly what I thought it was going to be. Yes. Look, I wasn't disappointed.
No, because we had low expectations going in.
But we went because we wanted to say we went, right?
That's 100%. Why I went. That's why I went, so I could say I saw it. And I that was the comment when we walked out of the cinema. Oh, now I know what editing's for.
I've seen that movie for sure. All right, has anybody got anything else they want to talk about that they've seen? Because I've got a quiz coming up for us.
Quiz?
And there's also a bread and butter pudding.
Oh, no, it is.
Okay, all right, quiz time. So this quiz, you know, usually I give Steph one that she can – stress over.
She's good at that.
Sometimes if you do the swerves, you know, the quick subject changes, that can be stressful as well. Let's see if you get stressed out with the quiz called How Well Do You Know Random Actors?
Oh, God. Mm. All right.
How old do you reckon Jessica Alba is?
48.
Lower.
42.
No, she's 45.
Oh,
she's 45. She was born, just in case we wanted to know, 28th of April 1981.
Right.
She's like a month younger than I am. Wow.
She's a youthful.
Oh, wow.
She's a young whippersnapper.
Certainly looks, yeah, she looks, up looks to better you. Than I am.
She looks up to you.
Yeah, she should.
Name two things she's been in. Just two. That's all I'm asking.
Fantastic Four.
Yes.
And
I think you're going to say the two that I could think.
Dark Angel? Is that the TV series?
Dark Angel, yes.
Yes!
Mine was Never Alias, Been Kissed.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh,
and sure. I was also going to accept this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
I'm Bad Bunny dancing for a little bit. I remember that. What was Matt Damon's character's name in 30 Rock?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm drawing a blank.
I remember him in 30 Rock. Yeah. Couldn't remember his name, he was though. The pilot. I'm drawing a blank.
His
yeah.
name was Carol Burnett.
Oh, really?
Of course it was.
That's hilarious.
I always remember it because why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. Okay, how many movies has Matt Damon and Ben Affleck been in together?
It's actually not that many,
it's
is
not
it?
Many. I'm going to say three.
Way higher.
Really?
It's way more than you think it is.
Oh, really?
We haven't seen a lot of these films.
Did clearly. They do a lot early on
yeah,
before
it, yes.
we discovered mm-hmm. Good Will Hunting?
Oh, I'm okay. going to say eight.
It's 15.
Oh. What?
Okay, first one, Field of Dreams.
No.
Really?
What, the Kevin
know that
Costner?
I haven't seen it. So.
The Kevin Costner film?
Yeah, yeah.
Were they in that?
Oh. Yes. School Ties, Glory Days, Chasing Amy. You're
oh,
like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
here
yeah,
we
course.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodwill Hunting, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, The
yeah.
Third Wheel, never heard of that. Jersey Girl, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot,
yeah.
The Last Duel, Air the Rip, which I saw recently, Animals and some upcoming one without a name. 15.
Wow, I did see The Rip. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was creepy. That was a creepy cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it was a very creepy cul-de-sac.
Wow.
What was Alan Alda's character's name in MASH?
Hawkeye.
Does anyone want to give a crack at the full name?
He doesn't have a full name. It's yes, just Hawkeye. Okay,
yeah, it is
Benjamin Hawkeye. Franklin Pierce.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. How many seasons was MASH?
13.
A little lower.
11.
Yeah, 11 seasons.
Oh.
Hey, you went to Melbourne. Can you tell me what suburb The Secret Life of Us was set in?
No.
St Kilda.
Is it?
Yes.
St Kilda. All right.
St Kilda. What was Cate Blanchett's first Academy Award nomination for?
Oscar and Lucinda?
No.
I don't think
damn it.
First,
no.
Where is my first recollection of it? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she won
didn't
for that.
Win.
Yeah.
What she did won, she win I think, for? Like the next year for something. I was like, I don't even remember that movie.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, sometimes that's what they do with the Academy Awards. They're like, we can't give it to you this year because we didn't give it to
someone else.
Someone else. So you can get it next year for a movie that whatever doesn't matter.
It might be ordinary, like, but we'll get it for you anyway.
Yeah. Oh. We've only got two more left, guys. What male and female actors have the most followers on Instagram? I was watching one of these today.
Male. I'm going to guess that they're youngish, like in their 30s.
You've got an older and a younger, yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank. I don't think about this sort of stuff, followers.
And Instagram as well. Like, so it has to be someone who was around before TikTok. That's what
Selena Gomez?
Yes.
All right.
Selena Gomez has the most. She's got 405 million followers.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in terms of actors. I mean, I'm sure Messi or whoever would have more.
All right, so the male would have to be a little bit older.
He's older.
Tom Cruise? No.
No.
No, he's too old. Don't tell him that. It's just between us.
Okay.
But he still does his own stunts.
Yeah.
No, spare me.
Stunt man.
That plastic face.
He's a bit puffy sometimes.
I glanced at a scene from Top Gun recently. Oh, yeah. What is that plastic face doing?
Oh, that's a shame.
A bit Putin-esque.
Okay, back to the question. Back to the question.
Are the Secret Service going to come after me?
Probably.
Yeah.
But you'll be fine, don't worry.
Clooney. No, there's someone younger than that.
This actor came from a different, very popular industry, not a singer. Big bloke. Very big, big guy.
Oh, The Rock?
The Rock. With
of course.
382 million.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's got wrestlers and, you know.
Yeah, okay.
The audience. Final question. We have to, well, not we, you two have to name 10 actors from Saturday Night Live over the year, like over the years.
Collective 10?
Yeah, collective. Yep.
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd.
Uh-huh.
Chris O'Farrell.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett.
Yes. No, not Will Arnett, Will Fort.
Yeah, Will Fort. Yeah, sorry.
But that's who I thought you were talking about.
Oh, okay, Will Fort. Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Yes, Bill Murray. That's seven.
John Candy? Was he SNL?
No, he was in the Canadian
Steve
one.
Steve Martin?
No, Martin Short was.
Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase, yes. That's eight. You could probably think late night American TV show hosts. There's one there.
Oh, Colbert.
No.
But they're not actors though, are they?
He's been in movies. He was in one called something. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. But it was with Drew Barrymore and it was about baseball. And he loved
baseball. Oh, Sandler. Adam Sandler?
No.
Oh.
It's one of the Jimmys.
Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon. Okay,
I didn't know
right.
He was an actor.
Maya.
Rudolph.
Rudolph,
I love
yes.
Her. That's nine.
We and
one more.
Oh, tattoo guy.
Yes. Davidson.
Yes, there we go.
Very
there
good.
We go.
That was good. Like, that was a lot of eras.
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of eras.
But I'm so happy Tina Fey went first.
That was for you.
And then we got her friends, Amy and Myra, in there as well.
Yes.
I mean, at a stretch, you could have said Rachel Dratch because she was in
yes,
it.
Yes, I was thinking Rachel Dratch. I just think of her as the weird cat lady in 30
She's
Rock.
So funny. Or Debbie Downer, I think her name, the character was, where you'd have like a dinner party and people would be like, yeah, and she'd be like, yeah, but what about the kids that are murdered all the time? And the conversation is like, oh, I loved every second of that, especially the quiz and finding out about I Swear.
Oh, go watch
Put
it, guys.
That on our list.
Yes, definitely on list.
But we can't have any of that yet because we have to have our dessert. So on that note,
great.
Gary, Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.